at the Easter General Vestry meeting on Thursday evening, it was a very great privilege to appoint Dr. Richard Whiteside as the Rector's Church Warden for the coming year, and also to witness the election of Louise Mercer as People's Church Warden for the coming year. It was a privilege and delight also to appoint David Kelly to continue as Rector's Glebe Warden, and also to witness the election of Mr. Ian Johnston as People's Glebe Warden for the coming year, and to welcome our new vestry, who were all duly elected. At this, the beginning of a new term of office, it's right that we come together in this, your parish church, to seek God's blessing upon your work throughout this coming year. My friends, these are they who have been duly appointed and elected to the several offices and as members of the select vestry of St. Columba's in the Diocese of Down. It is right that you, whose representatives they are, should receive the public assurance of their intention justly and impartially to exercise the duties of the offices to which they have been appointed. And so to the church wardens, the glebe wardens, and members of the select vestry, you have either been nominated by the rector, or you've been elected by the registered vestry persons of your parish to serve as office bearers or members of the select vestry of your parish until the next Easter General Vestry meeting. These are positions of great responsibility, since you've been entrusted with the ordering of the business affairs of your parish on behalf of those by whom you were appointed or elected. Are you ready to carry out your duties to the best of your ability during your period of office? May God bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. We ask God's blessing on this parish of St. Columba's Knock and on those who have been chosen to be office bearers and members of the select vestry for the coming year. Let us pray for them by saying, Living Lord, we thank you for calling us into the fellowship of your church and for the honor and joy of being called to your service in the world. We thank you that we have all been given unique gifts and opportunities for service, and that we all have different responsibilities, both inside and outside the church. We pray for all those who have now been elected to serve in this parish, that under their leadership, we may all go forward in your service and grow together in your love. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. Amen. Let us pray. Christ, draw you to himself and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Passiontide and forevermore. Amen. tonight. Stainer's Crucifixion here in St. Columba's at 7:30. I do really want to encourage you to make a very big effort to be here. It is just such a delight that we can host such a performance on this Passion Sunday, the beginning of Passion Tide, not just for ourselves, but also for the community. So friends and neighbours and extended family are all welcome to come here at 7:30. It lasts just over an hour, and there will be refreshments afterwards for us all to share friendship and fellowship one with another. Our midweek Lenten services conclude this Wednesday, when Bishop Abernethy will be here for the final of his addresses, and Struggle is the title of his address on Wednesday. And again, to say thank you to all of you who have been coming these past 5 weeks. It's been very encouraging to see so many people coming out each Wednesday, and I encourage you once again to come this coming Wednesday. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, our services at the usual times, 8:15 and 10:30. And now for our processional hymn. Love and serve the Lord.